This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Joining us right at the top of the show, Lori Lewis from Talk Media News. As always, so much happening in Washington, D.C. Every day it's something new, including the fact that we've got a former FBI director that now is leading the investigation. And what investigation, you ask, into the alleged Russian ties to President Trump's campaign. Lori, so what do you make of that? The former FBI director, who's considered to be a guy that has a lot of integrity, I think, with Republicans and with Democrats, I think he's well-liked.
Yeah, that's right. He is well-liked. Robert Mueller, he's very well-liked. He served as the head of the FBI from 2001 to 2013. And the Deputy Attorney General announced today, this is Rod Rosenstein, who had been leading that investigation, that he was going to take over. So Mueller will still officially report to Rosenstein, but speculation is that he's going to maintain independence.
Oh, all right. So he's going to maintain independence, and we'll see. I mean, this, knowing Mueller, this will take a while. I mean, he doesn't leave any stone unturned from what I know. He's been on our show in the past a couple of times, and I think he was an excellent choice, by the way.
Yeah, and that seems to be the sentiment in Congress also. There's broad support for him both within the Democrats and the Republicans.
Yeah. How about the fact they're talking about Flynn now delaying the ISIS attack plan that Turkey opposed. There was a report that came out about that he delayed the attack. And, you know, again, we're talking about the former national security advisor pushing for that plan, pushed to delay a plan to retake ISIS. And McClatchy was the one actually that reported that former President Obama said his national security advisor, Susan Rice, told then President-elect Trump of a Pentagon plan to retake the city of Raqqa. So that's been kind of a wild thing that's been going around Washington later in the day.
It is. So that plan that you mentioned, this is the idea of using Kurdish-Syrian forces as part of this force that would take Raqqa. And this is actually the decision that the Pentagon and the White House just announced, this plan to arm these Syrian-Kurdish forces known as the YPG. So Flynn in the past had worked in connection with the Turkish government, not directly for it, in connection. And this looks like he potentially was using that influence or, you know, that relationship that influenced decisions in Washington.
Yeah. Boy, interesting times. What on the whole day, what do you think had the most buzz? What got the most buzz in Washington today?
What had the most buzz in Washington today? That's a hard one. That's not a hard one. It has to be the continued fallout over the Comey memo. This is something that, you know, has exploded on the Hill. Every lawmaker, not every lawmaker, but lots and lots of lawmakers have replied, have responded right to this New York Times report. There have been calls for an impeachment, which doesn't seem like that's really going to take ground, at least not in the near future. But definitely this FBI report, about this memo that Comey wrote about this meeting with Trump.
Right. So that's where most of that's coming from. You know, heading into, you know, here we are in May. There's going to be another break again. What are the biggest issues that they're trying to wrap up? I mean, we know the tax thing, we know the health care. I guess those are the two biggest. I'm probably answering my own question.
Yeah, I think you are answering your own question. Those are the two. And then you shouldn't forget also Defense Department spending. This has been something that both Republicans and Democrats have wanted to invest for a good while. And this is something that President Trump has said is at the top of his agenda, getting rid of the spending caps that, you know, block off the amount of money that can be spent in the various departments. But lawmakers want to supersede this cap for the Defense Department. So this is a priority also. The military now has been at constant war for the last 15 years, and a lot of that equipment that they have is worn down.
The speaking of being worn down, you know, we heard throughout Obama's presidency some of the Republicans calling for impeachment. Now you've got Democrats beating the drum to impeach President Trump. Have you heard a lot of that? One of them was Congressman Joseph Crowley from New York.
Yeah, not a lot of that, but some of that from a handful of lawmakers. And there's others that are saying, you know, this isn't the right approach right now because it's just not realistic to expect an impeachment. So, of course, right, whenever there's controversy in Washington, you're going to have people that seize the issue in the most extreme forms. So there's talk of it, but it hasn't really gained steam within the Democratic Party.
Yeah. So we'll see where that goes. I mean, it just seems to be it's just a common thread. Absolutely. All right, Lori Lewis, thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, interesting times. You heard what you had to say about Mueller. That's a big deal. So he took over. Think about Mueller. He took over the FBI 1 week to the day before 9/11. Then he stepped down in 2013. He was nominated by former President George W. Bush. Briefly served as Deputy Attorney General. He does get pretty high praise, though, from Democrats and Republicans. I mean, that's the bottom line about it. And he's saying that regarding what the investigation is, he's going to go through independently what the memos and conversations and all that kind of stuff. He's going to go through that and be painstakingly accurate. And again, that sounds funny to say, but it makes sense if you know Mueller. So he was the right person, I think, for this kind of a thing, absolutely, because we're going to keep talking about Comey. I said this when the Comey firing happened last week. I mean, we're going to be talking about Comey for a long time, a very, very long time. Absolutely. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we got the mailbag, plus we're going to do the thing where we zig and zag in a few different directions. You know how we do that here on the show. I just got a note from Tim the other day. He said, I love when you say that. And basically, I think that we're a plane, right? And we're on the plane, but we're having a conversation on the plane because I like to think that America Tonight is at the crossroads of what really is the buzz in the land, not just what's happening in Washington, but what else is being talked about, whether it's something that's hilariously funny, some movie that people are talking about, some book that people are talking about and seems to be spreading, or that curveball, something sports-related. I'll tell you, movie-wise, when we do our cheap movie reviews on Thursday, there's a lot of conversation already, and it's not being released yet, but about Wonder Woman, that we're obsessed with the idea of Wonder Woman. I don't know. Are you obsessed with Wonder Woman? Linda Carter, boy, she embodied the whole Wonder Woman thing. Different Wonder Woman now, Gal Gadot. But I wonder if that movie's going to really is going to really work for Warner Brothers. I don't know. Just a thought. Stay with us. We're diving in the mailbag next.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctor. doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I've been asked to say a few words to Earth people about the stars. You see, I've been there. I came from the planet Vulcan. For centuries, you Earthlings have been starstruck. You've had your lucky star. You kiss when you see the first star at night. You have movie stars. And you wish upon a star. Have you considered the possibility that on a star, the star people wish upon an Earth? For example, Earth life, Earth bright, first Earth, I see.
I love this stuff.
Twinkle, twinkle, little Earth.
Yeah, how do I interrupt
how
that?
I
too good.
Sounds
that's
great.
You, Nathan Reeder. Too
well,
good. Speaking of too good, all of you are fabulous about emailing America tonight, and give yourselves a hand. I'm serious. I really, really, after a decade, can you believe it, of doing ATN, I'm always overwhelmed by the awesome emails that we get from all of you. And listen, it's not all high praise. It's what you think. It's what you think of the show. It's what you think of what's happening in your backyard. It's what you think of politics. It's a whole bunch of different stuff. It's like an amazing, to me, it's an amazing, I think, piece of artwork when I come in. It sounds funny to say it, like a mosaic of opinions. If I could breathe life into that, like, and give you kind of the visual, that's what it feels like to me when I open the mail. So if you want to send me your thoughts, do it. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact. On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Indeed. How about this one from Tommy? And Tommy says, Kate, I know you're aware of this. Did you see the thing about the Tulsa cop who fatally shot an unarmed black man? He was found not guilty of first-degree manslaughter. That's kind of a breaking story. And it's a video that so many of us saw again and again and again and again. Because an autopsy showed that the guy who was shot had PCP in his system, but I don't think that gives a cop the right to gun him down the way that he did. Well, here's what happened. Jurors did acquit, and it wasn't a he, it was a she. It was Betty Jo Shelby, and this happened in September. The guy who was shot was 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher, and she fired her weapon out of fear because she said he didn't obey her commands to lie on the ground and then reached inside his SUV for what she thought was a gun, and of course he was unarmed, and that unleashed everything after that. But they acquitted her for this because of what I just told you. That was one of the main, of course, the main reason why. Her attorney argued that in the 2 minutes before cameras began recording, she kept saying, stop walking away, get on the ground, all that kind of stuff. And again, she was concerned. She was worried. And the autopsy showed that he had PCP. They found the vial of it in his SUV. Now, his family said the cops tried to demonize him over the drug possession to deflect attention from the fact that he didn't have a gun. I mean, it's a nightmare, and it's a nightmare that it happened. There's no question about it. But, the defense attorney argued that prosecutors rushed to charge her for political reasons, fearing civil unrest. And I don't know what Tulsa will be like. Hopefully it'll be calm. You know, hopefully calmness will prevail. You know, cooler heads rather than something happening in Tulsa, because I would certainly hate to see that. All right, let's move on to another one, and this one is from Sam. I am, and Sam says, Kate, wow, how embarrassing for the Spurs. Greg Popovich, who you've said is one of the best coaches in the game, has to be mortified. It was such a blowout against the Warriors. That first game was close, but the second one, not close at all. And I'm wondering if you think now the Spurs have any chance of beating the Warriors. Well, they were the overwhelming favorite heading in to the finals, because you got to think Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and everybody else on that floor, but adding Kevin Durant, that was part of what the offseason was about, and now here they are in the playoffs trying to get into the finals. This is exactly the scenario that I pretty much think all of us thought would happen, those of us who watch basketball and are following what's going on. So it's going to be the second time it'll be the rubber match, really, but the third time that we'll see, you know, these two teams, I think. But there's still more basketball to be played. But if you're just asking me straight up my opinion and the matchups, I'm saying it's going to be the Warriors and the Cavaliers, and that's not a big fat limb to go out on. Absolutely not. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, mistress, I laugh every time I hear that little recording.
I know, I like it too.
How did that come about?
Because Nathan, who is so good at what he does, found a little clip of it. We are always going to go to the mailbag, and he's clever, and he found it.
It's rather provocative. And like I said, it's funny. It makes me laugh. You are very good. I've written you once, and you're very good and courteous with shooting back a quick reply that you received email, and that's what a lot of folks don't do. And you know, just those little courtesies, I believe, probably is why you're so successful and why people like to write you, because common courtesy goes a long way. And you're like that. Like you said, I mostly agree with you. There was one time I didn't, and you weren't rude. You didn't hang up. You heard me out. You probably recall I got beat up for most of the show for most of the callers who don't agree with you and not me. But, you know, that's a true sign of professionalism. And if I could segue from those compliments to the verdict that you told us about, that's very disturbing to me. You know, it's funny. I just spoke to my congressman's office today about police and community relations, and I was relating to one of his staff members to relate to Elijah Cummings that, you know, I was concerned about our government, for one thing, which is not working clearly at this point, and police and community relations, and just the people relations in general. The police shootings do concern me. It concerns me that folks are so opposed to the Black Lives Matter movement. And by the way, I don't agree with their facts and figures. I think they're absolutely wrong. But as I explained to the staff member of the congressman, it doesn't matter whether their facts and figures are right or wrong. It's what they perceive them to be. And I don't think they're making them up in their minds. There may be an instigator who is, you know, pushing propaganda. But for the most part, those people believe that. And, you know, we as active and retired police need to be sensitive to that and address those issues and not simply say, go away, you're racist, all lives matter. And that gets us nowhere but incidents like what happened in Dallas. And he was taking copious notes. I've really trashed Elijah Cummings a lot, but I, in all fairness, I have to say his office staff was incredibly professional. And I wait to see if he'll return the call. And I have a feeling that he will. And I'll let you know what goes on there. But as far as police shootings are concerned, we've got to have better trained folks. I think that female was insecure in her ability to use a lower level of force to control the situation. You know, we're supposed to escalate our use of force in law enforcement. And for the most part, you know, she probably, and I'm sure her lawyer argued that, you know, she used a tone of voice, which is an initial, quote-unquote, use of force, and that commands were not obeyed. But, you know, to go right to capping the guy, that is unacceptable to me. And if you cannot have the confidence in your ability to control the situation without going to deadly force like that, you should be doing something else. In law enforcement, if that's where you want to be, you know, I come from a time, last century, when female officers still wore skirts. There was nothing wrong with that. They had a vital role to play, but not so much in the field. And we didn't have those kind of incidents. And we didn't point guns at folks because that's an assault. You know, it's called assault by pointing. It's a crime. We don't point guns at you unless there's a just cause to do so. Today, you see cops doing it all the time. Certainly, at some point, somebody's going to slip, even by accident, and pull the trigger. Even if it's fear, even if it's simply a nervous reaction in their fingers. And what I told the congressman's staff member was this. How are these cops shooting folks so many times? We had to justify every time we pulled the trigger.
I know. Oh, Tom, we could talk about this all night. Thank you so much for your thoughts. I really value them. Stay with us, everybody. Much more coming your way next on ATN.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Days can happen to anyone. Stub your toe, you burn your tongue, you just wanna be done. Life isn't easy, sometimes things get dark. You bitch, you lick, you chip, you gotta walk in the park. But there's hope in the form of a sack. It's so sweet, it's more than a snack. Grab your fork, cause it's time to attack. This is what we'll do. We're gonna have pancakes for dinner.
Pancakes for dinner sounds good to me.
Have pancakes for dinner.
I don't know about the rest of you. It used to be a fun thing. My mom would, it was almost like she was apologetic, like, oh, kids are gonna have, and my brother and I would be, are you kidding? Breakfast for dinner? The best. And now McDonald's capitalizes on that. They were smart and they realized, ooh, you know what? We could do this thing where we just offer the breakfast because that's what people want. They get upset when they pull up the window at 10:35 and they can't get their breakfast. And they really have done well with that. I think sometimes switching things up is good. You know, when we're also swamped doing whatever we're doing. And instead of completely being in a situation where crummy stuff every single night, pizzas or Chinese food or, you know, whatever it is. Instead, you can eat the crummy stuff for breakfast. I don't know. What am I saying? Pancakes for dinner is always sounds good to me, though. Right? To the reverse. I like it. I don't know. Nathan Reeder, did you step away, or are you a pancakes for breakfast kind of person, or eggs? Do you ever do the reverse?
So Sioux City had one of the highest volume Perkins restaurants back in the 90s, and the short stack was my jam.
Short stacks are the best, aren't they? And you know what's funny? You say Perkins. I don't know how many people listening have a Perkins near them, but when I was in Orlando, because I don't have a Perkins, there's no Perkins in, I don't know if they even have them in Texas, but and I went, got the short stack, and it was the best. Oh, it was the best. Yeah. Man. I don't know. I love the reverse. And I know some of you are listening, and you know exactly what we're talking about. And with strange hours and a lot of you listening, if you're listening to us live, I know we have all kinds of people listening at different times of the day. It's great. You're downloading it and whatnot. But if you're listening to us in a live capacity, a lot of you have strange hours, and you do reverse things. So a lot of times when you're in this kind of situation, what's really strange is that the rest of the world, still a lot of the rest of the world, operates 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 or whatever. And it's tough sometimes to get sleep because you're kind of like a vampire. You have to draw everything close to you, you know, like really draw the shades and hope that the blowers aren't out or the trash trucks are loud or, you know, whatever it is. Because the rest of the world really operates still, for the most part, there's still a big chunk of the world that operates on the so-called regular hours. So we started off talking about always dipping into Comey and the investigation. Robert Mueller, the former FBI director, is heading the investigation into the Russian ties, possibly to the election. Then we swung into the Tulsa police officer who was found not guilty in the shooting of an unarmed black man, and what's going to be the reaction to the people of Tulsa in the next couple of days to that. And then, of course, there's something else with these tornadoes in the Midwest. Some of you listening to us in the Midwest, you know, in Oklahoma, Trailer Park Subdivision just decimated. In Wisconsin, same thing. Deadly, deadly tornadoes. And I've told this story before, but I think one of the first disasters I ever covered, when I was fresh out of college, I went to a place called NTV, and it was in Kearney, Nebraska. And what did I know about tornadoes? I grew up on the East Coast, and it was all about hurricanes, not tornadoes. And I learned quickly what that meant, because one of my first assignments was to go to a subdivision of a neighborhood where, you know, in a neighborhood where they had just had a couple of tornadoes land, and I was just shocked at what I saw, where half of the house was blown away and one street was just flattened. It looked like matchsticks. But then yet the other side of the street was totally fine, where it had just cut through one side. And, you know, in Elk City, Oklahoma, they saw some really serious damage in a couple of the streets there, in one of the subdivisions there. It was just that bad. In parts of Wisconsin, I talked about this, it was pretty devastating to the people who were in Barron County in Wisconsin, and they say it's some of the worst that they'd ever seen, some of the worst that they'd ever experienced. I always say this, and we certainly have talked to some other people on the show. I wish there was a way, because you have these Wisconsin and Oklahoma tornadoes that left two people dead. I wish there was a way where you could tell that you were going to have a tornado, not just a watch, but you could tell that you were going to get hit by tornadoes, but you can't. I mean, it's a miracle that more people weren't killed based on some of the damage that I was looking at. The one guy that was killed, a 45-year-old guy, was outside his trailer. They found him outside the trailer, and they don't know if he was inside and thrown out or what happened, but he died as a result of that. And you got dozens of people that were injured, and the twisters. They say up to 29. That's crazy. So think about that. 29 that were spawned by storms that just raced through a swath of the central U.S. from Texas to the Great Lakes. Dozens and dozens and dozens of homes, of course, were destroyed in Elk City. That's about 13,000 people, and it's 110 miles outside of Oklahoma City. And, what are people going to do? They're there looking at the devastation, getting out chainsaws and starting to work on picking through the wreckage. Lifting walls, people that were trapped, trying to account for everyone and assess the damage. The EF classification is always a curious thing, and I don't think they even have it at this point. The governor, Scott Walker, declared a state of emergency for three counties hit by tornadoes and thunderstorms, where they also got 5 inches of rain. Roads were damaged. It was an absolute nightmare. And the way people described what happened, woo. When it hits, it hits. Now they're talking about risks of maybe even more thunderstorms. But thunderstorms are one thing. Throw the wind in the mix, and then those funnel clouds, those really deep funnel clouds, there's so many of them, and it spells disaster. It has disaster, of course, written all over it, and the only thing you can do is take cover. I think it's frightening when you see some of these giant funnel clouds. And then you see cars off in a distance and you think, wow. I mean, would I get out my cell phone, try to take the ultimate selfie, or would I be going in the opposite direction? I'd like to think I'd be going in the opposite direction. And hopefully you have gas in your tank. For some of us who play chicken with the gas, where you think, oh, I'll get it tomorrow. Oh, I'll get it the next day. Then you get trapped in these scenarios where I see those long lines of cars. It's funny, I was just looking at a story about the highest gas prices in the country. And you know where the highest is? I mean, it's pretty obvious. You don't think it's going to be Hawaii? Of course it's going to be Hawaii. They're going to pay more than anyone else because they're on an island, right? Refining costs, it's not cheap. They pay a premium price. California, same thing. They're like 38 cents higher than everywhere else. Hawaii, they're 44 cents higher than everywhere else. And so going by that, Alaska's going to make the list. Some of you are listening to us in Portland, Oregon on KPAM. And, of course, in Oregon, you're going to deal with that. That's going to be a little higher. And why? Because the state doesn't have any refining capacity, so they import gas from other states. That, and then it's some of those rural areas. Nevada, same thing. Nevada has problems. Pennsylvania, average $2.64. So that's like 25 cents or so above the national average. Now, what is the median price for gas? And we're talking like $2.28 to $2.29, somewhere in that neighborhood. I saw it the other day. I think I talked about this on the air, but I'll say it again. I saw it for $2.11. Yeah, $2.11's good. It just feels good. There is a number. There's a high water number. I've talked about this before as well. Remember? Can you remember when it got up to almost $4? That was crazy. Gets up to $4, everybody panics. Don't panic. Coming up, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. Rough day in the night, like we are angry that our love is good and fine. Watching you cry, it doesn't turn me on, it throws my smile.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Segments. A segment called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! All right, so Nathan Reeder, he's going to jump on with us. Hi, Nathan, how are you?
Whoop!
That was me jumping on.
All right, how do you feel about artificial intelligence? Google is using artificial intelligence to improve its products. And this is where we're headed in so many directions. They are talking more and more about uses for it, and Google is pretty cutting edge, and they are saying that it's really helped to improve some of what they're going to be able to offer in the future and what they're currently offering. What do you think?
Absolutely. I'm all for AI. I think we've brought that up in various capacities before. You know, as with anything, there, just keep your mind open and listening to a whole bunch of people and looking at the results and coming back together and deciding what to do after that and doing all of that over and over and over forever, like science says.
Yep, absolutely. Bingo! I say the same thing. Yep, why not? It's almost summertime, so that means when you go to any, like if you go to any big box store, a Home Depot or a Lowe's, you see the grills are out front, and they have giant grills and big giant smokers, and then they have smaller grills. And I was just reading a review about a portable grill. So first of all, do you like to grill? Do you have a little griller?
Yes. Yes,
14-inch grill? Charcoal grill?
Yeah, I use charcoal. I've used propane before. I like the tactile environment that charcoal gives you. Sometimes I don't like the charcoal taste. Other times I do. So, I don't know.
So it just depends. You know, yeah. You can get one of these puppies for $29.99 on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
That's cheap, boy. I mean, it's small, but it's a 14-inch grill. So, you know, a trip to the beach or camping or, you know, whatever, it's not a giant grill to fit in anywhere. And if you like charcoal, like you're saying, I kind of have that same love-hate thing with charcoal. Sometimes I really like the taste, but sometimes it doesn't work for me.
I'm not the best cook to rely on making that the good version, you know?
Right. Yeah, I agree. The good version. Funny. The good version. So I'm going to say bingo. You got to sort it out yourself. I think it's a personal thing. I think that grilling, it's just whatever works for you. How you grill, what you use. I don't know that you can across the board. You can recommend, but if you're not good at it, or you don't want a giant, a huge grill, and you don't want to mess with propane, then it's going to be the experience is going to be different for everyone.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Standing outside and making your own food is sure fun.
I agree. Even when I lived in the Midwest and it was cold, I went to Ohio University, it'd be freezing, and who cares? We'd be on the back porch. I don't care. I'd just put on a giant sweater, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Wedding pictures are also very personable things, or very personal to people, and I was just looking at a story where a couple, Ashley Schmider and James Sism, decided they were going to go to some pretty great lengths to get the pictures they wanted. They got these unbelievable wedding photos on Mount Everest. They got these photos on Mount Everest. They are mind-blowing, but I mean, even to get up there, it must have been a beast to do that, because there's not even to get a plane to get into Kathmandu. It's always shaky. I know a lot of people that have done it, and I mean, hey, it's incredible looking, but oh my gosh, I was reading the story about specifically what they did, and they decided they were going to get married on Mount Everest, and they had a crew, and that was their mission. They were going to make it happen. A week before, a hiker died from altitude sickness, but it still didn't dissuade them for doing that. So that's what they did. They went into the thin air. They got married at 17,500 feet. That was the elevation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's fruits and nuts and bingo, definitely for me, because I mean, it's a good representation of choosing what you want and it being very special and really about you two. And, you know, that's a pretty cool idea. I mean, whoa, that had to be a chunk of change, but...
It had to be a chunk of change. And you know, they had on their wedding stuff and they had on hiking boots. So she had a wedding gown and she had hiking boots on.
Well,
they
I mean,
packed,
you get,
you know,
you get
what
changed
are you gonna do?
Up.
Yeah, they got changed barely. They memorized their vows on the way up the mountain, they said. but they said the elevation made it hard to remember. They posed for their wedding pictures in temperatures of 5 below Fahrenheit. Yeah, that's chilly. That's chilly. Wow. The photo shoot was like 25 minutes.
Yep.
Hurry up. Got to hurry up and get in these pictures. I don't know. I say kudos to them because they wanted to do it, and they did it, and it worked out. And they're cute as can be. And good for them that that's what they wanted to do, and they executed it.
Yep. Yeah. Extravagantly romantic. Good job.
Yeah, it is. It is romantic. So how can you not say bingo to that? It's it was stunning. I mean, just stunning looking. I have to say that. Absolutely. Okay, how about this? This is our last one. In talking about money, 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 I came across an interesting thing about Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms is giving away 10,000 marshmallow-only boxes. So they're for fun. They're putting them in these boxes. And they're making a childhood dream come true. So this month, if you just like marshmallows, you can purchase them. You can, and then you can find out, you might get the right box, and they don't tell you.
So wait, you get to go to the marshmallow factory when you find it?
Yeah, you get the prize. Fans of the Lucky Charms.
Up in an upside down elevator. Everybody's
marshmallow
invited.
Factory.
I'm going to buy so many boxes of Lucky Charms. Oh, my goodness.
You can find out if you won the marshmallow cereal, right? The all marshmallow. You enter a 14-digit code when you go get your Lucky Charms. And there's a code inside the back panel of the box. And the website is marshmallowonly.com. I think it's so cool.
Wait, so you can't just open the box and see if there are marshmallows only in it? You need it?
No.
Hmm. Wait, does that mean there's going to be a few non-marshmallow niblets in there? I mean, I don't know. That's confusing. I mean,
it is confusing. No, you go and get the Lucky Charms, and when you open the Lucky Charms, when you open it up on the flap, it'll tell you, hey, you it'll have a number, and you punch it in, and they're not trying to get you to sign up for a bunch of stuff. You'll just look at the number. If the number's the winner, they send you like a six pack of the marshmallow kind. That's cool.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. It's worth it. I might have to go do it.
Mmm.
Marshmallow only. That sounds good. All right, Nathan,
cereals.
Thank you. I love it.
Thank you for that. I love remembering that cereal.
I do. Lucky Charms. We'll see if we're lucky or not. Or if you're lucky, if anybody's listening, and you know, cereal is also a personal thing. As we wrap up Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo, thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.